This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. New Broncos head coach Sean Payton was formally introduced today. The Super Bowl winning coach says he's set on returning the team to its winning ways. He says he knows it was a long process to get him to agree to become the coach, but that he's ready to get to work.
I think in the end, it worked out exactly as I had hoped, and I think exactly as the Broncos ownership had hoped. And now it wasn't easy. But nevertheless, nothing ever is when you go through something like this.
Two Republican-backed gun bills are being discussed in a state House committee today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The first, called the Second Amendment Preservation Act, would bar the state from implementing any future federal firearms registry, gun ban, or taxes. The second bill would give legal protection to anyone at a business who uses deadly force against an intruder if they believe the person is attempting to commit a crime and could become violent. Both bills are expected to fail in the Democratic-controlled committee. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police officers killed a man in the southeast part of the city today. Officers received a call from a woman who said someone was holding a gun and knocking on her window and door. Police records show officers fired at least one shot after the suspect pointed the firearm at them. The man died on scene and no one else was injured. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating. You're listening to CPR News. The time is 5:06.